memorial plaque to the men who died was carved by an English woman at the request of Martha Steinitz, a German pacifist, the secretary of the German section of the War Resisters International, the Internationale der Kriegsdienstgegner. She came to England and worked for a time as assistant secretary of the War Resisters International in London, and she persuaded a friend of hers to carve this beautiful wooden plaque with the names of the men who died. And also there was on it a representation of a CO in his cell and rays, like sun's rays, coming out from the cell with the words "No More War" in 10 or more languages. When Hitler came to power, and the secretary and her husband, both of whom had been active in the pacifist movement, felt it necessary to leave the country, and they first of all stayed at great risk themselves in their flat for some days, destroying all the membership files, and of course they had to burn them one by one so as not to cause a lot of smoke which might attract attention. They stayed for a day or two and burned all the records and membership files one by one, and then escaped into Denmark, where they had a sort of summer cottage just across the frontier. But they, one of the few things that they took with them was this memorial plaque. Later, when the Nazis occupied Germany, Denmark, the husband had to escape to Sweden. The wife was given hospitality with other friends in another part of Denmark, and the plaque was secreted there. After the war, both of them returned to their cottage near the Flensborg field, and this plaque was one of their most prized possessions. After the husband's death, I visited the wife there, and she said she would like me to take the plaque because when she died, there was no one to whom it could be left or who'd be interested in it. So I brought the plaque back to England, and it is now in the offices of the Peace Pledge Union in London.